Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we're going to talk with Nicholas Kamaz. He is running for Congress, and we're going to find out about his Christian testimony. And Nicholas, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, first of all, where are you from? Or what country?
Originally, I was born in Lebanon.
In Lebanon, okay. Were you there in the 70s and the 80s,
yes,
when they had all the tumult?
Yes. We had a civil war in 1975. I was at that time 15 years old.
Mm.
And because of the war, and the war was waged against Christians of Lebanon to convert the country into a Muslim state so they can house the Palestinians. And the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, launched the war against the Christians. And I became a child soldier.
Oh, wow.
At age 15 in the Christian militia, where I fought against the PLO, the communists, the socialists, and the Muslim Brotherhood, and all of that. And there was real war, lost family, lost friends, lost a lot of people died. But by the grace of God, I survived that and immigrated to the U.S. in 1978.
Okay. Let's go back, though, to Lebanon for a moment. First of all, a lot of people don't realize this, but Lebanon apparently was a tremendous country until Syria and many of the Muslims started to invade it in the mid-1970s. In fact, I read a description that they said Beirut was like the Paris of the Middle East. It was beautiful.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Country, yes. Yes, well, Lebanon, is mentioned in the Bible 90 times. The cedar of Lebanon is the favorite tree of God, when we read in the Old Testament. So Lebanon was really had a lot of favor in the Bible. And what happened is a beautiful country. It's a small country. It's about 100 miles width and probably about 45 miles in length. It's about 4 million people. The majority used to be Christians. We were 70-80% majority, but because of political correctness and tolerance and all of that, now the Christians only 25% of the country.
Wow.
And they've lost power after the civil war because all the Muslim countries, and including the Europeans and the left in America, all the left around the world, they had the intention to break the Christians of Lebanon to convert it into a Muslim country because the Christians were, on the right-wing beliefs. So, and that's what happened is throughout all these years, Lebanon and Beirut, from being a beautiful country, mountains, sea, we had snow. We have four seasons, which is rarely any country in the Middle East has four seasons. So people enjoy it. It was the capital of finance in the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
That's how big it was. It had then in the 70s over 200 different banks in Lebanon. We're talking not branches. We're talking about main banks. So it was a big in trade. It was the center of trade for the entire Middle East. And it was the center of universities, education, anything that is modern and highly high technology and high education. That's what it was Beirut all about. But then, of course, with evil and the left, they attacked it and destroyed it and robbed it and turned it into a Muslim state. And then invaded by the Syrians, and now slowly is invaded by the Iranians.
Wow. What a tragedy. Now, there were a lot of Christians then that were displaced. Obviously, many were killed, but there were some that were able to come to the West, such as yourself. How old were you when you came to the United States? You must have been about 18, based on what you said earlier.
I was exactly 18, yes. I arrived here April 16, 1978. I was 18 years old and 13 days.
Wow. And what was your initial reaction to coming to America? Was it a privilege?
It was a privilege, yes. Just keep in mind that we have parents on both, family on both sides of my parents that lived in this country, in America, from the early 1900s. And some in the 60s, they moved here. And so we had family that I've heard so much about the U.S. I had desires since I was young to come here. And because of the war, the family, the parents decided it's best, especially for the children and for me, because I became a child soldier. And I was fighting in the streets of Lebanon with real machine guns and bazookas and all of that. And so the danger we lived, and we survived it. So at the first ceasefire, we were able to get out of there.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us about what you did when you came to America. I understand at some point you were involved with movies in Hollywood.
Yes. At age 18, I did not speak English at all. Hmm. We spoke French and Arabic. That's the two languages spoken in Lebanon. So I had to take English to study English, and then enrolled in college and wanted to become a commercial pilot. As I'm studying commercial pilot and graduated, then couldn't get a job because it was difficult for a foreigner to get a job with the airlines here. And from there, I decided, because I wanted to become a writer, and I realized I lived in Los Angeles then, that, I could become a television and a film writer. So I enrolled in college to become a writer, and then I realized I could make movies. So I got involved in that, and I became a Hollywood filmmaker, and I produced and directed and wrote about 8 movies.
Wow, tell us about that. Any that we would have heard of?
Well, it was early 80s. There's a movie that got noticed then called Sledgehammer. So most of what I did is horror and science fiction, and don't ask me why. I had different desires, but that was the market then. Sure. They were all B movies, and then I got involved. I worked on bigger movies, but I was not the big shot. But I had chance to work on very big movies. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
But then
Wait. Since you mentioned big movies, and you're saying you didn't have a major role as a director or whatever, or
right.
writer, but name a big movie, that we might have heard of.
Well, I worked on Looker.
And what?
Was Looker, L-O-O-K-E-R, Looker.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, that was a big movie then. I worked on with Tom Hanks, his first movie. I forgot what it
was
called.
Was that Big or something, or the one about the dog?
Not Big. Red Shoe, I think. It was the Red Shoe. It was his very first movie, almost that. So I've worked on quite a few of those.
All right, so after working on movies, then what happened? What did you do next?
Well, while in the movies, and I was, getting bigger, and I had my own company and started producing my own films. And I had like about 4 films. Big films that I had signed to produce. I brought 4 partners, 4 different banks to Actually, they came in and bought the company and bought the rights for these movies. But within a short while, we discovered that these banks had no money. So my company got in trouble because of them, and it was just horrendous, the experience I went through. And one evening, I was so stressed out and really in a horrible shape, became homeless, lost everything because of them. So one evening, as I went to sleep, someone tapped my shoulder 3 times, then another 3 times, and woke up, and I heard this voice, get up, I have changed your life. And I knew it was Jesus Christ. And as I woke up and recognizing that is Jesus Christ talking to me, I, from going to sleep, really sad, suicidal thoughts, depression. I mean, it was horrible. I lived for quite a few months in a really disastrous feeling and horrible situation, to awaken by Jesus Christ. And immediately I felt the changes. I felt an energy entered my body. And fulfillment and happiness and joy that I didn't understand how could it be all of the sudden. Then Jesus asked me to confess all my sins on paper. I did that, sat there and wrote for a few hours. And then he asked me to burn these papers. I burned them. Then he said, get on your knees. And anything you ask of me, I will give you. So I got on my knees and I said, Lord, all I want is to get me out of the trouble I'm in, and I will dedicate my life to you and never make a movie again. And I felt like it was given to me right away. Within 6 months, he sent me people to help resolve all the issues that I had, because I was doing a movie then called Shadow Warrior. I shot it in Russia, part of it in Russia, and part of it we had co-production, part of it in Los Angeles. So he helped me to finish up the movie, delivered it, and once I delivered it, I delivered on my promise. I quit the movie business. But I was the happiest ever. It was the best thing ever, even though I went bankrupt. But it was the best thing ever happened to me.
Sure. We have about 1 minute left. So then after you quit the movies and you dedicated your life to Jesus Christ and he gave you this peace and love within, what have you been doing in the last 20 years or so?
Well, I became a naturopathic, holistic doctor, studied that, and also was a voice I heard that's what I should become. And I traveled the world building clinics throughout entire Africa, Middle East, delivering natural healing and delivering the word to people, my testimony, how I have become, you know, a healer and dedicated my life to serve Christ. Then last year, I had a calling to run for Congress and use it as a platform to bring healing and the word to Washington and to America, because America needs healing.
We certainly do. We're basically out of time, so let me go ahead and give people this website. It's Kimaz, K-I-M-A-Z, for Congress.com. Nicholas, God bless.
Thank you. Pleasure.
All right. Bye-bye now.